Okay, so it's recording. My name is Ashley Payton. I am 16 years old. Today is November 26, 2017, and I am speaking with Scott Payton, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Latham, New York. Okay, so first question. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest? Why?
Well, personally, I have successfully raised 5 children so far, 2 my biological children and 3 of my stepchildren through marriage, and that makes me extremely proud because they are all very intelligent and successful young men and women. Professionally, I am proud of the fact that I graduated from an Ivy League undergraduate institution and an Ivy League law school, and have successfully developed a practice over the past 25 years, and am serving various people and companies that need my services.
Okay. Tell me about your grandparents.
My grandparents on my father's side were Robert and Mary Lou Payton was their last name. They lived in Worcester, Ohio, and lived on a farm. Grandpa Payton was a forester, which means that he was very into nature. And he helped to develop and is almost solely responsible for the development of the Buckeye Trail, which is a nature trail that goes around the outside of the state of Ohio. And from him, through my father, I gained a very deep appreciation and understanding of nature. My grandmother Payton, Mary Lou, was what we would call now a stay-at-home mom. But she was a very successful opera singer, a professional opera singer, who left that career when she met my grandfather and ended up marrying him, and made a lifestyle choice that allowed her to develop a family that led to me. My mother's parents were Sam and Frida McKim. They both lived in Michigan on the shores of Lake Huron. And they owned and operated a resort on Lake Huron, which has stayed in the family, so it's a place for us to go and visit when we go on vacations out in Michigan.
Okay, and then you already answered part of this, but what are some of the other jobs or careers held by past generations in our family?
Well, my grandfather McKim, like I told you, owned properties and managed those properties. His father was actually a judge. Then his son, who's my uncle Sam, is also an attorney. And then on my father's side, my grandfather Payton was a forester, but then my father was a financial advisor or stockbroker, and his brother, my Uncle John, was a very successful computer programmer who developed a computer software system to transcribe dictation. So in other words, a lot of what we're doing right now could have its roots in what Uncle John used to do when he was working.
Okay. What are your favorite family holidays and why?
Well, my favorite family holiday is Thanksgiving, because it is a holiday that is about nothing but giving thanks, and it's not about gifts, and it's not about commercialism, it's not about shopping, and it's not about a lot of the bright lights that get some of the other holidays like Christmas. And Thanksgiving is just about being with friends and family and being with people you love and giving thanks and enjoying a wonderful meal. So that's my favorite holiday. I do also like Christmas, of course, but I enjoy Christmas more for its spiritual and symbolic reason than just to get gifts. And it's important to remember what Christmas is all about, to give the season the appreciation that it deserves.
Did you like going to school?
Yes, I enjoyed school very much. That was my absolute favorite thing to do ever. I really enjoyed high school, and I did very well. I enjoyed college more for the social scene, and I didn't do academically as well as I could have, but I did well enough to get into a decent law school, and law school is where I thrived. I really enjoyed law school, and I did well at it, and it was something that I felt comfortable doing, and it was something that I really, really enjoyed.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
My most vivid memories of school are two. In high school, I would put on a special hat, and I would wear that when I was studying for final exams, and my parents would call it the thinking cap. And that kind of odd studying habits carried forward. And then in law school, I took two of my belts that I would wear around my pants, and I put them together and put them around the back of my chair at my desk. And I would cinch that belt around my waist, and I called that my seat belt. And the idea behind the seat belt was that it kept me from getting distracted. That was before we had cell phones and other distractions. So at that time, a distraction would have been to get up to go to the bathroom, or get up to get something to eat, or to get up and, you know, chat with one of my housemates. But the seat belt kept me from doing that, because I had to actually undo the belt and get up out of the chair, and it required effort, and that was enough to keep me at my desk for hours and hours at a time.
How did you even think of that?
I have no idea. It just happened. I found myself, it was too easy to get distracted, and I wanted to find a way not to get distracted, and I just tied myself to the chair.
Okay. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Well, generally I worked. Actually, I worked every summer I was off from school. When I was in college, I would come home, and I was a busboy and then a waiter. I also worked in a retail store. Before going to college, I was also a lifeguard after I graduated from high school. And then as I got older, I would continue to wait tables in different restaurants. My most vivid memory of a summer job was when I lived on the island of Nantucket and was a waiter in a restaurant on Nantucket. And I had a great summer doing that.
What year did you start working? Did you start after your senior year in high school?
When I started working...
Summers? Yeah.
No, I started working summers. I started working when I was 16, which was the earliest I could. Mm-hmm. And I worked at Burlington Coat Factory, and I sold coats. Before then, I always had jobs doing landscaping and mowing people's lawns, but Burlington Coat Factory was the first job that I got an actual paycheck for.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Yes. When I was a teenager, I imagined my life as probably a doctor of some sort, living at the base of a ski resort, so I could ski in Colorado and practice medicine and make a lot of money.
Why didn't you become a doctor?
Well, when I went to college, I found out that the college level courses in math and science were a lot more difficult than they were in high school. So in high school, that was an area that was very, very easy for me to do very well at. And in college, those were areas that were very difficult, primarily because a lot of the other kids were incredibly intelligent and I think better prepared for that part of the college experience. I also got discouraged with the amount of time that was required for the lab work in the sciences in college. And I got discouraged with that, and before the end of my freshman year, I decided to change my major from chemistry or biology, which was what I was going into thinking I'd major in, and I ended up moving in a different direction.
That kind of relates to my next question, which is, how did you find your way to your current job?
Well, there's really not a very romantic story how I found my way into this career. I thought I would be in math and sciences when I went to college, and then I transitioned thinking that I would be an economics or a business major because my father was a financial advisor, and I thought that's something that I could do well at. And I took a handful of economics classes, and I did not do very well in them. Again, it was just a different level of thinking than I was ready for with that subject. But by that time, I had also taken a couple of history classes, and I'd done very well in history. And part of me wanted to graduate from college with a good GPA, so it made sense for me to do more of those classes that I was doing well at. And I ended up being a history major and graduating with a decent GPA because of it. And I enjoyed history, but there's not a lot that I felt I could do with a history degree other than teach on the one hand or go to law school. And I was not prepared to commit to a career as a teacher. And I decided to really, as a default, to apply for law school and take the LSAT, which is what I did. And I did well enough to get into a good law school, and that's where I went.
Are you glad you went into law school and not into teaching?
Sometimes I am, because it allows me to provide for my family in a way that I would not be able to if I were a teacher. But I do think that teaching would be more rewarding for me, because I do enjoy interacting with students and kids and young adults and helping them to learn. And I get a lot of I know I would have gotten a lot of satisfaction out of that as a career, although I know it would have been difficult, and I also know it would not have allowed us to have a lot of the things that we have now in our life. But most importantly, if I had done that as a career, then I never would have met your mother, and if that was the case, then I never would have had you.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, I really don't have any regrets.
And then you already kind of answered this, but when you were younger, what did you think your job would be?
Yeah, when I was younger, I thought I'd be a doctor. What kind of doctor, I'm not sure. Probably some type of a surgeon. And just because I assumed that that's what people did if they're good at math and science, and I was good at math and science. So that's sort of what I thought I was going to do.
And last question, what are some of your earliest childhood memories?
Some of my earliest childhood memories involved me reading a lot of books, and my parents, mostly my mom, yelling at me to stop reading because my brothers, there were three of us, my two brothers were very athletic and I wasn't. I was always the last kid to be picked for any sporting activity, and I was always the kid who sat the bench in Little League, and I always struck out when I got to bat. I just was not athletic at all, and I just wanted to live in the world of books, and I read every chance I could, and it made my mother very angry. So sometimes what I would do is I would go and I would climb a tree with a book, and I would be high in a tree where my mom couldn't get me, and I could stay up there and read. And she would be looking for me and wondering where I am. Meanwhile, I was up at the top of the tallest tree I could find until I finished my book, and then I would come down.
Because wasn't Grandma a gym teacher?
Yes, Grandma was a phys ed teacher, at Shaker and also at St. Ambrose until she got her master's and then became a guidance counselor.
Okay. That's all. Thank you. I have to record something for English.